Parade is a show that represents this perfect storm of major American issues that we've been grappling with throughout our history. It is tells the historical story of Leo Frank, who is a Jewish factory owner who was accused of murdering a 14-year-old girl in 1913. And as everyone grappled with this historical event, grappled with this history, it really unlocked a lot of deep felt feelings in the South and various other communities throughout Atlanta, Georgia. When the musical premiered in the late 90s, as I already mentioned, many people at the time thought it was too dark, if you will. And yet we find ourselves now grappling with similar feelings of injustice, of what happens when people are confronted with dark truths that lie buried for a long time. And one of the things that I think is interesting about doing this show right now is it's forcing our students to confront theater that is actually about something. Many of the shows that high schools and colleges choose have a lot of entertainment value, and that's wonderful and one of the reasons why we go to the theater. But the opportunity to explore a show that is about the injustice that is that Leo Frank is confronted with is something that I really gravitated towards. And also on a more personal note, the music of Jason Robert Brown to me is some of the most empathetic musical writing in the contemporary musical theater. It is filled with stunning melodies and rousing choruses and really gets under your skin and forces you to empathize, sometimes with people you don't think you would empathize with. And all of these various components come together to make this, I think, a really important show for us to do right now here in 2019.
Big news, my savior has arrived. My intuition's never been so strong. Big news, my career has been revived. All I needed was a snip and piss a Yankee all along. Take the superstitious city, add one little Jew from Brooklyn, plus a college education, and a mousy little...
There is a parade in the show. It begins the show. It is not what we would call a festive work. It is about very serious, very tragic things. I'm trying to find a catharsis in the show, and I wasn't finding it, which is my problem and nobody else's. But what are the challenges going to be? This is a big show. This
is
a huge cast. It has a lot of musical and dramatic demands. What will be the challenges for you and your students to bring this to the stage at Capital University?
Well, one of the biggest challenges you already just addressed, which is that the show doesn't let anyone off the hook. The audience, the performers, with the exception of the Franks, Leo, who's the one who's wrongfully accused, and his wife, Lucille, not many of these characters really learn much by the end of it. And so in that way, you know, it really does connect with more our everyday experience of life as we move through time and move through various experiences. And so that's been challenging, to really grapple with what we make of this as a historical moment. And also you mentioned the size of the show. We have a cast of 40 at Capitol, which for many departments of opera, musical theater, and other universities might be an especially big challenge.
Yes, but your students are primarily, if not all, undergraduates. Is
Correct.
That not true?
That is true.
So that is a biggest challenge, too, in getting young voices and young talents to do this. Now, my impression is that their buy-in will be easier because they are more, they're living in today's world differently than someone like me is.
Yeah, they're viscerally responding to it.
Right.
And the thing that makes this such a wonderful piece for us right now also is with the choral tradition at Capitol. And so to hear this...
Hello, Linda. Hello, so, Linda Hassler.
Exactly. So to hear this score sung on the May stage with that level of a choral tradition is something that is actually kind of perfect for Capitol University to tackle.
When are the performances?
October 25th and 26th.
What time?
7:30.
Let's sell some tickets here. Where?
Mays Hall Auditorium on the campus of Capitol University.
How to get people tickets?
There are several ways that you can get tickets. You can either call the conservatory box office. You can visit capitol.edu under events, or go to the kappa.com events page where we're selling tickets through Ticketmaster.